Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Y qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye. Primos y primas, ¿qué lo que? And welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia, and I'm bringing you another episode of Dear God, Are We There Yet? Okay, Diosito, querido, querido Diosito, Dear God, is mediocrity a virus? You know, I contemplated doing this because I really needed to do a lot of research and understanding what this really meant. Like, is it a bad thing? Is it a good thing? Is it mucha presión? Am I putting too much pressure on myself? Every time I see my goals or every time I see something that I want to do or my planning, my roadmap, my coach, should I hire her? This, da, 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 da. Like, all these things is like creating pressure on me sometimes. And I often felt like if yo no tenía un progreso, I felt like, okay, am I just, you know, I'm settling, you know, is it mediocrity? And then I started to dig deep and I wanted to make this podcast because I feel like it's not a bad thing and it's not a good thing. It's just, it's kind of there. It's kind of how your life, como tú estás conduciendo tu vida, how are you driving your life and really evaluating what is mediocrity to you. And I kind of, as far as like the things in your life, your relationships or your people. And so I kind of, you know, give you when before I was doing, you know, researching this, I was just trying to figure out like, when we talk about a virus, we have these mental viruses because I feel sometimes we're programmed como una computadora, and we're programmed in how we're thinking, our limited beliefs sometimes, the way that we speak to ourselves, the fear, the lack of, you know, control or self-esteem. All of these things are like little viruses in our brain and in our mind because we're telling these things that, you know, that is not true sometimes. And even if it is, it doesn't mean that we can't grow out and get better. And la primera cosa que yo dije is like, this virus has to be removed. And if I know, if I'm feeling like this, I know mi gente, mi primos y mi primas, you guys are feeling that way. So I want to talk about three things about getting this virus removed in our, the way we think about things and the way we do things. The first one is that what is private always shows itself publicly, you know, like, what we think is, you know, because nothing is in life is hidden. You think it is, pero claro que sí, con social media, nada es. But I'm going to be very open and transparent because this is a great example. Like, I have always, when after my hysterectomy, I've always been going up and down with food and I love, you know, with dieting. And it's crazy because I can't lie to myself, and I would be doing so good. And then, you know, I'll be working out and, you know, my mom, she's very honest. She's like, oye, pero tú te estás poniendo gorda. And I'm like, but I'm working out. And she's like, tú estás segura. And I'm only lying to myself when I don't do well on that week because I'm showing up. In my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm doing good. Like, oh my gosh, I'm doing great. Una semana, I'm eating well. I'm going to the gym. And then another week, I might like slack off a little with my meal plan or whatever. And my mom puts me out there and she's the public. Get it? I'm just giving you an example. And it's like, okay, I'm becoming, you know, it's obvious that by my weight or by the way that I'm, you know, thinking, that it's a private little prison that with food and my comfort with food. And it's not bad like that. It's just that I have this thing with food and I have to control myself. I'm going to do a whole different podcast about this because I did compete a couple years ago and I did the extreme. And it was amazing. It was the most phenomenal, hard thing I've ever done in my life. But this is an example of that, like, every area of our life is on display and you're not fooling anyone. So tú puedes decir una cosa, you can say one thing, but everything, the way your life speaks for itself, and words are weak. So you cannot say something and then you're displaying something else, because are you really using that? Are you doing it for you, like your self-growth? You know, and that is something that you can't say one thing and do something else, because it's not about other people. It's not about people on social media. It's not about people in the public when you're out in public. It's about you. And that alone is like, it speaks for yourself. So, you know, you can't care what people think. And you have to say to yourself, I'm going to sleep at night with myself. Or is this something that I am showing up? Am I showing up for myself? Which leads me to changing your desires to reflect your values. It's something that I was like, is mediocrity a virus? Abso-freaking-lutely. Because the first step of evolution is to stop desiring the things that are stopping us from evolving. I mean, yo lo voy a repetir eso. It's the first thing. If we're desiring something that is stopping us from self-growth, ahí estamos, like, we need to really evaluate. And I say this because I was just emailing my coach that I'm going to be hiring, because I believe in having a team and helping you and clarity and road mapping. And I said it in the email, like, I can't do the same thing and expect different results. You know, and so I'm going to give you, prima and primo, like, if you're having financial issues, like, para la mierda, stop going to Starbucks, stop living a life you can't afford, stop trying to be up with the Joneses, okay? Like, save your money, get educated on how to save your money, and stop complaining about money. If you want to improve your finances, you have to change your desires about money. You know, like, I'm obsessed with my budget. I'm obsessed with checking my accounts and doing all this, because I am well educated in how finance and budgeting and money works. And it took a long time for me to understand how credit and all that stuff works. And now I'm so excited by it, you know, because I want to improve it. So I want to grow my money. If I don't know how to budget $5, como yo voy a budget $5 million or $20 million or $5 million or $300? I'm just giving an example. So that's an example about changing your desires to reflect your values. You know, your life and your environment are a reflection of your desires. Because when your desires truly cambia, cuando they truly change, it's like you'll adapt to that environment to match your new desires. And you're not going to not justify, yes, excuses, excusa, I mean, about why you can't and why you can. Because until you really want to change, you won't even deep down believe you should. And this is a big one, because it can be about food, it could be about finance, it could be about your job, it could be about anything. Like, if you no longer desire mediocrity, you won't be mediocre. And that's how something that I'm reflecting. That's why I said in the beginning of this podcast, it's not good, it's not bad, it just reflects on what parts of your life. But it is a virus, because tú no quieres tener, you don't want to have one thing and you're doing something else. You got to own it. And until you own it, you're going to be delusional, like I just said, wanting something else. And once you own it, it's like you can begin the process of change. And every single day you can do that. The third thing I want to talk about is the return to consciousness with all of this stuff. And I've been reading about this, you know, and it's so funny. When yo lo estaba leyendo, I was reading and I was like, dang, man, authenticity and integrity, those are so rare these days. Like, you know, someone being authentic to themselves and being true and honest is so rare. And I was looking at my yearbook when I was in high school and middle school. And it's so funny because I used to write like Afro-Latina, sexy Latina, Dominican, da, da, da. And it's so funny because I am now at this age, and I'm the same way. I was like, I'm very true to myself of my Afro-Latina roots, that I'm Dominican and we are mixed. And I do know my, you know, my history of Dominican Republic. It's not all good. And I can admit to that, you know, with slavery and the French and the Spaniard and all that stuff. And being true to who I am with my natural hair, with not natural hair, with this, with my body, whatever it is, like authentic to being Afro-Latina and authentic to educating people. No, República Dominicana, Dominican Republic is, you know, es la Española. We share an island with Haiti. We are one island. Like just being authentic to myself in that sense. And I said this to a friend a long time ago. I could have gotten a lot more opportunities with certain things, but because I want to stay authentic and true and integrity to who quien yo soy, I won't sell my soul to the devil, basically, because then I'm not being authentic to myself. And when, you know, people, they don't know that this are value system. Like this is a value system. I was thinking about like my Dear God, Are We There Yet? Because a lot of my comments or my friends or whatever, they're like, you have to pick a side. You cannot be kumbaya. Tú no puedes ser ta, 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 ta. And it's funny because there's sometimes when I don't pick a side on a situation, it's because I'm not knowledgeable. I am not knowledgeable in both sides and I still have not made a decision. And I'm thinking it from an outer point of view, and I'm thinking it from just black and white, like what would be my first reaction. But if I dig deep into politics, if I dig deep into immigration, if I dig deep into certain things, philanthropy, feminism, all these things, I can start to get an opinion of what I feel, but it's always going to be changing based on how my life is. You know, think of when you were in college and tú tenías FAFSA, right? Like you were trying to get your money para ir a la escuela and you're like, you better give me in that EF whatever. I need to get that zero so I can get some, you know, college stuff. The laws change and you don't understand it. You leave college and now the laws are different and you're like, oh my God, that law pertains to me. That's a perfect example. You know, staying authentic to yourself could be that as well in every situation. So I'm being authentic to myself because I'm not just picking a side because Johnny y Charlie y la vecina del lado, they say, we need to vote for this person and we need to do this because everybody's doing it. No. So staying authentic to yourself is so, so important. This is a funny story. The author of Spartan Up, his name is Joe DeSena. That's his name. He's the author of Spartan Up. Look it up. And he talks about how often he does burpees during downtime. I mean, he does it even when he está en el público. Like, he'll be at the mall, at the grocery store. And his wife and his kids, like, they feel so embarrassed because people keep looking at him like, why is he doing this? Like, at the airport. But he doesn't care. Joe doesn't care what people think. He doesn't even know these people. And he wants to do these burpees because he wants to stay fit. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with that, Joe. But what's wrong with doing her burpees? Just because it's a social norm, because people don't do those things in the middle. You know, you see someone doing something, you're like, ooh, they're weird. If it's normal, it's possibly average. And if it's average, it's probably closer to mediocre than you or I or anybody want to be. I mean, think about it. En la escuela, when you're in school, what was a C? It was average. If you're being a little overweight, that's average, because you know that spectrum of the weight thing is a hot mess anyways. So I don't, yo no sé quién lo escribió. Whoever wrote that, I want to speak to you. And, you know, average is being negative often and positive rarely. I mean, come on. Where's the optimism in that? And average is living far beneath your value system within in your dreams, you know, like, again, your value. So I want to thank you guys for being on this podcast, but I want to leave you with a little challenge, because on my book at the end, I always do these rear view mirrors. So I want to leave you with one on this podcast today. Organize your life and organize your relationships. Last week, yo me fui a la tienda. I went and I started even with just my basic drawers, I kind of Marie Kondo my house. I love to do that sometimes, just organize extremely. When you organize your life, like your planner, your desk, your space, your closet, tu donde está tu ropa interior, your laundry room, your kitchen, whatever it is, when you start organizing your life, you start to organize your relationships. You start to organize the way you need to communicate, the needs that you want. And instead of saying yes or no, just be like, I don't know, until you figure out what is it and how you need to organize those things. Because that's going to be one step closer. And that's productivity. And that one step of productivity is going to take you to consistency. And then you're going to start seeing que en dos meses, there's going to be major change. I'm really passionate about this subject this week, as you guys can see, because, you know, I start to look at all parts of my life. And now with the baby, I start to even think like, oh my God, a 10,000 million times. I want to know what you think about this subject. So go ahead and email me hello@deargodareweyereyet.com. I'd love to know what you guys think. And tell me, is mediocrity a virus? Ya tú sabes. Hasta la 15 de la mañana. See you next week.